Hello, hello, and welcome to Buzz Depending. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Umbrella Academy, Season 2, Episode 7, Oga for Oga. Season 2, Episode 8, The Seven Stages. I don't know why that was so hard for me.
Because it's Swedish, and if you're going to do it the way 5 does it, it's Uga for Uga.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we have our usual caveats, and those include that there will be spoilers, there will be cursing, and we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having Underwood Rosé Bubbles to prepare for finals week.
Yay, because that is the right answer. it could be the right answer. Pink, bubbly stuff. I'm
alcohol.
Having alcohol, exactly. And I needed some today, too. So I don't know what to call this other than a Swedish fish cocktail. It's a variation on something I saw online. It's a little bit weird. But what I did, and this was based on the online thing, and then it got weirder from there, is I put vodka over Swedish fish in a little jar and let it sit for like probably way longer than you're supposed to, because they are now like bloated and almost like a solid thing. And then a little bit of Chambord, because it's that, or lingonberry liquor that I don't have, and some champagne. They didn't call for champagne, but I thought it was a good idea. And it makes Swedish fish much better. Let's put it that way. It's very, very, very sweet. And it has Swedish fish in it. And I promised that I was going to do something with Swedish fish. There. Check. Did it.
Yeah, you also don't love Swedish fish. So
I don't, but they're just like basic sugar. So it's not that bad. And it makes them far more tasty than they once were. So I can eat the Swedish fish.
Okay.
You're shaking your head at me, little girl.
No, nothing. Ignore me. All right. Let's get into season 2, episode 7, Oga for Oga. 5 goes to 1982.
I love this whole sequence so much. I hate that it's
then like you do it.
Okay, if you want me to. So he is, it's 1982. He is in Wisconsin at what looks like almost an Oktoberfest, but it is in fact a polka convention. At some little Oktoberfest-y type motel where people are wearing lederhosen and things like
it's
that.
It's in the Midwest, though. So, I mean, like, what?
Yeah. Oh, well, right. Yeah, all of the Midwest.
It's like it's in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And so the 5 goes in, and there's like a woman with 80s hair and like lederhosen type stuff on. And he's asking where the convention for. I've forgotten what they were, but basically where the board for the commission is meeting. And yes, did you write it down?
No, I just had a brainwave. Do you think that lady, and I know you watched these like earlier this week than I did, that lady looks a lot like the mom from Dairy Girls.
She does. She also looks a little bit like the secretary from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, fuck. I'm not sure.
You can look it up while we're talking. Anyway, so he wants change for the vending machine, I guess, because he's hungry because he's been time jumping, and that's obviously a thing. Is you need fluids and you need to eat. But he asks for money for the vending machine. She gives him some change, and one of the coins is like, oh, here's one for luck. And what he says is, some say the best luck is to die at the right time. So he goes and he's having trouble with the vending machine. He puts his coins in, having trouble with the vending machine. And so this old blues song starts playing, like it's down in Louisiana, something like that. And he can't get the vending machine to act right. So he goes and grabs himself an axe. And he begins,
it's not her, but it looks like her. Go ahead.
But he gets stuff out of the vending machine. And then he just wanders into, and I think some of what is so great about this performance, Aidan Gallagher walks with this kind of almost bow-legged swagger. It's a little pirate-like. It's a little like, so he's like hauling this axe into this meeting. And he just begins casually hacking and blinking around and killing the entire board. And while he is doing this, the high 80s haired lady comes in and tackles him. And then he has to fight her off because he's still trying to get Goldfish guy, who is the head of the commission at this point.
His name's
And so
AJ.
AJ, whatever. Then he grabs a cricket bat that is part of the decorations on the wall and
In
chases after.
Wisconsin at this random lodge, but sure.
Yeah, a cricket bat for sure. And he whacks Goldfish guy's little glass head. And he's like gasping for air and flopping around as a fish on the floor. And it looks like, and you originally think that five is going to crush the fish and that's going to be the end of it. And so while this is happening, these polka girls come out of the polka convention and they look at it like, oh shit. And they just back right back into the polka convention because this is not something they want to interrupt. Because they see
Yeah.
he's covered, five is covered in blood. There's like all this like dead people and stuff in the hallway, and they're kind of like, okay,
Yeah,
don't
see,
know.
I agree with their assessment. I would just back away and just leave. Like, I don't want to get involved. I'm not going to confront you. Like, I'm also bad at confrontation, so I'm just not going to confront you about it. You can be covered in blood with all these dead people around. I'm just going to walk away. Maybe call the police when I get away, but you don't have to know that, and that's why I will get away with my life. Anyway, then we go over to Klaus and Ben. Klaus is clearly very, very tired, and Ben is just waiting for Klaus to go to sleep so that he can possess his body. And Klaus knows this, that's why he's staying awake. They talk about their troubles and how like Ben feels powerless, and so does Klaus because of the whole thing with Dave. He feels powerless over that. And he's just like, I did all the things that a time traveler does. I told him everything, and now he's probably gonna die sooner. And Ben's like, yeah, no, I feel powerless whenever you make stupid mistakes too, because I can't help you and you won't listen to me.
Well,
And
and you
now you
keep
know
making
how
the
it
same
feels.
mistakes over and over again, and I have to sit
Yeah.
here and watch.
Yeah. Then Ben reveals that he wants to talk to Jill while he's like when he's going to possess his body, he wants to talk to Jill as himself for the most part. Close enough. And then we go over to Carl and Sissy's house. Things are tense. That's
Oh,
all I have for that. I really don't care. Basically what's happening.
on the lesbian farm, Carl and
Yeah.
Sissy fight over who is going to have Vanya accompany them to wherever. And Carl, I guess, wins the fight. Vanya's to go with Carl to whatever, like,
A
sales
farm,
meeting,
his friend's farm or whatever,
his friend's
to like
ranch. Like,
to
he's supposed
talk
to do
about a
something
lead.
there. And then
And
we
then
cut
we,
to Allison.
yeah, so Ray is very happy about a potential meeting with Robert Kennedy and his people because the protest got some attention. Allison clearly wants to talk about something, and but he's just kind of like, no, well, I but are you coming? And then she's like, oh no, I'm not feeling really well today. I'm not gonna go. And he's like, oh okay. And she's just like, I love you, and she means it. She clearly does love him enough, I guess. I don't know. It just seems really random for her to again, I know I've talked about this, and it's probably from re-listening to the podcast episodes we've talked about this, but it's so odd to me that they can't have Allison outside of a relationship in seasons one and two. I think that it's well, obviously she is outside of a relationship. That's her entire personality in season one, but she I don't know. It just seems odd to just pair up with a random guy. I think that she could have just been friends with the civil rights people and done that whole thing, but I guess you need someone to react to her powers or something. Whatever. Either way, five.
Yawn, yawn. So then we have five with blood on his hands meets the handler and he
Not
hands
just on
over
his
the goldfish.
hands, it's
Huh?
everywhere. His
It is
blood's
everywhere.
everywhere.
The handler then gives him a briefcase and she's like, oh, by the way, there's you only have 90 minutes to get everybody together and leave. And tick tock.
Can I
And
do
Bob's
this
like,
part?
fuck you.
Can I do this part?
Of course.
So Diego and Luther are kind of half mourning Elliot. I mean, like, they feel bad that he's dead, but they didn't really know him that well, did they? And they are looking, they're thinking, what Diego is thinking is the feds. And they're like, why? Luther's like, why the fuck would it be the feds? Like, why does that make sense? They would just take them in and take him in and question him. It's not like they would just kill him off the bat if he had information. And Diego's like, all right, well, what do you think? And then they start looking at the message Oga for Oga, and he's like, huh. It's either Diego or Luther who's thinking, huh, it looks like a name. Like, that makes sense. Even though it's spaced out perfectly to be three separate words, he's thinking, no, this is a name. And so they go over to the phone book and they look for Oga for Oga, and they found, pretty ironically, Olga Faroga, who is some random old lady somewhere in Texas. And they're like, okay,
This is
well,
super
let's
funny.
call the, I think Diego says, call that bitch. And so Luther calls her, and he's just kind of like, hey, is this Olga? And then she's like, yeah, who are you? And he starts having like almost a friendly conversation with this woman of like, hey, I'm Luther
Diego.
Hargreaves. And then Diego takes the phone away from him, and it's just like, we're go you took out one of our men. We're going to hunt you down. You will die before like nightfall or something like that. It's so stupid. It's very Batman.
It is. But
It's
while
Batman
this is
Batman
happening,
power. And then Five comes back still covered in blood, and he sees the scene. He sees like he sees Elliot's body, and he sees the message, and he goes over to where Diego and Luther are on the phone. And he's like, hey, geniuses, it's Oga for Oga means eye for an eye. It's the Swedes. And they're just like, oh, sorry, wrong number. And they hang
the
up. Imagine getting that on like a random afternoon, like someone calls you and says that shit. And
phone.
it's like, what? Like,
Well,
what did I do to you?
right, and you don't have caller ID or anything like you have these days. It's like just some random person, and it is really very, very funny. And then you also notice that like Elliot's eyes are gouged out. It's like you
Yeah,
didn't pick up on this. Come on,
literally
people.
eyes for eyes. The eye imagery continues in later on, but we'll get
Oh, the
there.
eye theme is a bit much, honestly.
It's not
But
that bad.
right,
Anyway, the
so
handler gathers the commission and reveals that the board is dead with great sorrow, and she assumes control and is shutting down the briefcase room for safety reasons, not to make anyone like not be able to escape, that's for sure. Anyway, then Five tells Diego and Luther about their way back to 2019, and they're basically going to split up and gather. Luther and Diego are going to split up and gather the rest of the siblings. Diego's going to go find Klaus, and Five's going to find Vanya, and Luther is. No, I think Diego's going to find Allison as well. I don't know what Luther's doing. What is Luther doing?
Well, let me look. Let me look
I
at my
forget.
list. Because
I
yeah,
know that
so
I know.
they are gonna divide and conquer for sure.
But
So
Luther does go to Allison. He does go to
right,
Allison.
Luther's go yeah,
Right.
Luther's going to Allison. And Diego is gonna go
To Klaus, and
to
then
class.
Five's gonna go to Vanya. Got it.
Right. So
Five then reveals to Diego, like Diego's like, yeah, but I know we only have 90 minutes, but I really want to say goodbye to Lila. And Five's like, dude, Lila works for the commission. She is the daughter of the handler. She was using you. She's just a lying absolute asshole. Like you it really sucks. Like this whole situation really sucks. It clearly crushes Diego. Five leaves, and Luther just pats some Diego on the back and is like, he just sighs and then just goes, women, am I right? I
I love
don't know
part of this
why
though,
that
because
got me. I don't know why that got me so bad, but their women, their girl issues are just so fucking funny to me. It's so funny.
that is cute. And I didn't really think about that, so that is really cute. But one of the things I noticed is like Five is like, he tells Diego, it's like, I am going to kill you if you are not back here at the proper time. I'm just gonna if you're not even competent. So yeah. Luther commiserates with Diego. Klaus, then we see, is giving Ben the ground rules. So he is going to allow Ben to possess him. And one of the things I have in all caps is this performance
By
is
Robert
so
Sheehan.
By Robert Sheen is amazing. He is
So
so
good.
great. And we saw him. We watched what that other show was that we had watched with him in it, the British show that he's on. He's
Oh,
all
Misfits. He's
The Misfits,
fantastic in
yeah.
Misfits.
He's fantastic in that. And it's almost like a precursor to how good he is in this, but this performance is amazing.
Kind of
So he's
similar
like
to Ramsay Bolton being in
a
Misfits and
bit.
just like seeing like the beginnings. He's
Yeah,
always a
the
weird creep, but
yeah.
sometimes he's the hero.
Yeah. So his performance is amazing, but he tells Ben, it's like, all right, you can't touch her in certain places. We're not having this kind of like touching, blah, blah, blah. And Ben's kind of like, but I haven't done anything. So as soon as Ben possesses Klaus, like you see Robert Sheen, he's like checking his pants, like I have a penis. It's just so very funny. He checks his pants as he's walking along because he's going to look for Jill, of course. He eats an orange and his just
I
that.
also I put in my notes, much like Charlotte, he picks his own orange.
Yes, much like Charlotte, and also a little like the captain in the first Pirates movie when he's like coming back from
That's
dead.
apples, Mom.
It is apples, but it's eating something, like just that
You,
sense
okay, so the
of direction.
ground rules are eating something.
No, that's not about the ground rules. This is a and this song, Oh Sister of Punk, starts. He is walking barefoot in the dirt, and he is so ecstatic about feeling dirt between his toes that he like starts to sit down in it. And Jill joins him, and it makes a dirt angel, and they start making dirt angels together. And he is just ecstatic. So Jill, they are giggling, and we then cut to, oh my God, Carl. So
Do you want me to
Carl
do
is,
this part?
I can do it. I should
Fine.
take some shit too. So
Yeah, you
Carl.
should.
I do. Carl drives Vanya to the ranch, which is, and he stops like not at the house, but in the middle of the field, which is next to like a field that has cows in it.
This is how
He
you get
get,
murdered, Vanya. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
exactly.
Like we mentioned in the last episode, don't let this random guy who's clearly not on your side take you to a secondary location in the middle of
Well,
the
she's not worried because she knows about her powers this time. So
woods. Whatever.
she. They get out. Carl talks about hoof and mouth disease with cows and how you fight the disease before it spreads is to kill people. And Vanya immediately knows, hey, he's talking about being a lesbian. And she's like, no,
Homophobic bullshit. We
my
all
sexual
know.
orientation is not a disease. True. And she
Correct.
says that she will refrain. He then eventually says, Carl says he will refrain from sending Harlan to a facility if Vanya just leaves. This makes zero sense, right? Okay, this is
It
like
really
the
doesn't make
most
any sense.
idiotic threat ever.
I think
But
that the better option of him like going for, I don't know, this is the most drastic option, but I think another route he could have gone with is, do you really want Harlan to be a child of divorce? Do you really want to break up a marriage, Vanya, and break Harlan's little heart? Like
and do you think
what I
Sissy
mean
will
there?
really be happy? I mean,
Do you
it's
think that
not like,
you'd
and
be able
this,
to provide for Sissy? You don't even have a fucking job, Vanya. I employ you.
she has zero plan other than
Neither does
them.
Sissy. Sissy's a stay-at-home mom, which is fine, but she needs to have a plan to provide for herself and her child and Vanya. I know you want to be a sales associate girl, but you have to get the job first.
Well, okay, look, I think it is much more likely Sissy can get a job, but they can't like keep a house and a farm and all the other shit with that.
Not a
And
sales
oh
associate.
no, and by the way, like Vanya has zero plan to do anything. She's just like, I have powers.
She's
That and
also aware of the impending apocalypse.
who right, exactly. Vanya has no plan other than let's drive somewhere else and hope it doesn't hit here. You know, that's
You
really
know,
her plan.
it's not a fucking tornado, Vanya. It's the fucking apocalypse and it's nuclear
Yes.
bombs. But
Yes.
also, I think that it's funny because you have this parallel almost with the two sisters having romantic storylines. The one that is clearly better is, I mean, like, again, it's not a matter of the like sexual orientation or anything like that. Is who is more interesting? Ray, a civil rights leader who has morals and all of this stuff, he is a great
A
guy, stand-up
plan. He
guy,
has a
has
plan.
actual ambition, or you have Sissy, who's there. I don't
Okay, let me add into the you don't have a plan, Vanya, part is like, who's going to take care of Harlan? Because both of you are going to need to work.
Exactly.
Who the
It's
fuck is
either
going to take care
medical
of?
issues that you need to like take care of or something. Like there's so many
Horseshit.
things wrong with this plan, this lack of a plan. And again,
Right. So
you know the it's one. Okay, there's so many elements to this that I absolutely hate. First of all, it's been a month, Vanya. You barely know these people. I know you can get to know people within a month, sure. However, you still don't have a plan. You barely knew who you were. You still don't have your fucking memories back. Let's not get it twisted because of stupid bullshit. Anyway, and
So
then
getting
it's just so ridiculous. And I don't understand the plan here. Like it gets
it's
worse. Anyway,
yes.
yeah, no, so
But he gives
Carl
Vanya the keys
threatens,
to the car and says, leave.
which is the best choice of. Well,
It's
I
idiot.
guess he's telling her to pack up and leave, but
He doesn't have a plan either. It's
he doesn't have
dumb.
a plan either. And I mean, it's better than him like threatening her with a gun or something, but like still, like what the fuck? And the main crux of this argument is I will send Harlan to a mental institute, which I mean, obviously at that time they weren't like to the degree that they are now, but it's not like you're sending him to his death. And
Well, I mean,
maybe,
right.
just maybe he could. Well, I'm not saying send him to an institution. I'm saying maybe get better help for him. Because clearly he's struggling.
Question
I don't
mark.
know what he's struggling with. And there's stuff talked about later, but whatever. Anyway, Harlan needs help, but not the forceful kind of help that Carl is talking about. Anyway, Luther goes to Allison's house and tells her about the plan. She's excited about potentially seeing Claire, but she also points out, rightfully so, we don't know what's going to change in the future. Because what I was thinking about this while I was watching, I'm just like, Klaus started a full-on cult. Like, you can't say that that didn't have impact at some point in the timeline. He has to have had impact in some way. And he's had sex with a lot of people. So there might be new people out there just roaming around. Like, you don't know. It's ridiculous. And so I think Klaus obviously has had the most impact, but either way. She's excited about the potential to see Claire, but she's also worried that Five will get it wrong again. She says she doesn't know if she can go, and she's very, very emotional about it. But Luther's like, listen, we will never feel right in any timeline, but we do need to go back to the one we were at before. And we definitely don't belong in this one. And also, I understand the general idea of her being like, I don't want him to get it wrong again. But I think that that argument would be more valid coming from someone else who isn't more impacted by the fact that they're in the 60s when racism was like a lot worse than it, well, I say a lot worse than it is today, more like clear,
Overt. It's a more
overt. That's that, yeah, more overt than it is today. And not to say it doesn't exist today, but which is depressing and
that's a
awful, but
discussion
either way.
for another time.
But I think that it's kind of odd for her to be like, but I want to stay oppressed and I want to stay. I understand you love Ray, but like, come on, girl. Like, go back to your timeline where you might see your child.
Well,
Anyway.
but here's the other thing that she talks about, and this is something that Luther points out. She's like, I want to be have a normal be a normal person with normal problems. She's like, we're not normal people. We can't have normal problems because we're not normal people, and we can't ignore the fact that we have these abilities that we know about. So you can't just be afraid all the time. And sometimes you have to lose everything to save everything.
Yeah,
And
and like it's
our
kind of like,
best trait as a family is hope.
yeah, Luther puts it best.
I
But I
love
mean, I love Luther. He's
it.
just this bundle of anxiety and nerves that just wants his daddy to approve of what he's doing. But he's now gotten over that. And now he wants Allison to approve. But now he's gotten over that because she's moved on and all that stuff. It's a whole thing. I love Luther.
Yeah,
Anyway,
I do too.
it also shows his growth and his mindset has changed so much. And I love seeing that. I wish I could see it for other characters more, but whatever. What I was gonna say, it's much like the Uncle Ben quote of Uncle Ben from Spider-Man.
Yeah, thank you.
sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Spider-Man's Uncle Ben saying, with great power comes great responsibility. If you know that you can do something, you have a responsibility to at least try. And
Yes.
obviously that's going to be something they live with. And it's something Allison's been struggling the most with during this time period, because she's the obviously the most depressed, the most like she has something that she could work towards that would like help people in a
Yes.
large sense, but she doesn't know how that would affect history and all that stuff. So either way.
Right.
Then we go back over to Ben and Klaus's possessing Klaus's body. Jill likes Ben's dorkiness because like she's noticing that Klaus is acting extra dorky today, and
Yep.
he asks to smell her hair. I'm like, okay. I mean, at least he asks instead.
Yeah.
Ben doesn't just like go. But then Jill asks if he wants to have sex, and Ben's
Like
like,
six
yes.
can. Yeah.
And
Ben's
then
like,
he and
now,
says,
now, now.
but when Ben via Klaus says he's a virgin, Jill brings up a threesome that they had last week, and Ben's just like,
In
oh
the
my
sex
God,
swing. There's a
in the
sex
sex
swing.
swing, which doesn't sound comfortable, but either
No.
way, it's just like, whoa, okay. And then Diego interrupts them making out, like he like she's calling it, like I think that what he's saying is like, oh yeah, I'm not who you think I am, I'm different. And she's like, yeah, you're different. I think she calls him daddy or something.
I
And
think
then Diego comes up and is like, daddy, is there something I need to talk to you? And
yeah.
so that's funny. Then we go over to the handler, who's in the in her original office and with Lila, and she's happy about her accomplishments. Lila is upset and like she's putting AJ in a fishbowl on her desk, which I don't know why. I guess it's a trophy, but like he's still alive. Like he could potentially expose you, but okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lila is upset about like just life, I guess,
Yeah.
leaving Diego behind, I guess. And the handler's like, well, here you go. You're now head of security. And Lila's like, okay, I want to do it on my own terms in my own way with my own people. And she's like, okay, fine, whatever. So Diego and Ben talk about the plan to go back to
This is fun.
2019.
It's
Yeah,
funny.
Ben reveals that it's him, and Diego's like, you're just high, dude. Like, don't try to do that with me. And then he's like, no, it's no, seriously, ask me something only Ben would know. And he like says something really juvenile about like what something
Oh,
that.
right. So, like, what did you teach our Teddy Ruxpin to say? And Ben's like, Luther sniffs dad's underwear.
Which is true. And then it's a very cute like little reunion. Ben's like, can I get a little bit more time? I want to talk to some people before we go. And he's like, okay, I'll give you 30 minutes. Meet us in this alleyway, the one next to Elliot's apartment. We're meeting there in 30 minutes, so make sure to be there. And so and because Diego has something else to do. And so then we go over to Vanya, who is stressed and drives past five, which is a very funny like meme that I've seen. It's so
Yeah.
funny of them looking at each other through the car windows, like, what?
Hey, what?
And five tells her the plan. Vanya wants to bring Sissy and Harlan. First of all, Vanya, you barely know these people. Second of all, and that's another difference between her and Allison's relationships. Like Allison has been in this relationship with Ray for at least a year or two, and they are
Yes.
fully married.
Yes.
You have known this farm person
Farm
for like farm frau for a month, and this child for a month. Like what the fuck? And she also ran and like ran you over with a car. Like, let's not get into that. But
what she says. Okay, she says, "Oh, they're just insignificant. They won't make a difference." And Five's like, "Nobody is insignificant."
I
And
love
of course,
that.
we know that from the first season because, he's talking about like taking out the baker for the Hindenburg. It's like it's bizarre. And they both go get into this like, chest bumping, do not test me right
Flexing.
now posture flexing thing. And Vanya's like, well, I need to say goodbye or I'm not coming. And he's like, okay. So then we cut to Lila and Diego.
First,
Lila.
before we go further, I again with this whole Vanya Powers thing, I would just like to. I feel like I've said it before, but I want to say my piece a little bit more in full. I understand that she has amnesia, but that also should mean that she doesn't know how to control her fucking powers. She didn't know before, so it shouldn't make a difference. But also, the fact that when she finds out, like, I don't even recall when, I think she finds out from Luther or Five or somebody. She finds out via somebody else telling her that she has powers, and then she just uses them. Like, this happened last season with Leonard, of being him being like, you have powers, and her just being like, oh, but I don't know how to control them. But when she has amnesia, that's when she's able to use them to their fullest potential and be able to control them. I'm like, what the fuck? And her being able to, her fully knowing what her powers are, which I don't even know what her fucking powers are. Like, as I've said, it's a laundry list of things she can do, and it gets even weirder. But like, it just, I don't
Oh, it does
understand.
get weirder. We
I don't
have a ways to
understand why
go
it works
still.
like this. Again, it would be one thing if she knew, if she had her memories, and like cult over the month that she was on the farm, she isolated herself and was able to control her powers that way. But no.
No.
Anyway, continue.
No, I actually would love for you to do this next part because I want to do the part with the Swedes.
Fine. Okay, so Diego is burying Elliot, which I like that Diego is doing that. Like, I thought he was just gonna go look for Lila, but no, he's actually doing something nice for a guy who had extended some hospitality,
Amen, Diego.
and didn't deserve that. Go Diego. Sorry, that sounded like the Doors' best friend. Go Diego, go. Anyway,
Might spew. Don't do
I'm
that
sorry. Don't make jokes. Sorry. I'll try my best. Diego,
Does he have animals following around? I'm sorry.
no, he has a leopard named, I don't even remember. I didn't watch Diego.
I've got to look.
Watched
Go.
Dora. I'm sorry.
No.
Anyway,
No.
then L Lila shows up out of nowhere, and Diego's just totally cool with this. He's feeling betrayed, but he's just going to continue doing what he's doing. Lila notices that Elliot's dead, and what she says is, "I liked that shit Muppet." Like, what?
It's Baby Jaguar, just so you
Baby
know.
Jaguar.
It's Baby Jaguar.
Oh, that's the name, Baby Jaguar. At least Dora like named them Benny,
Baby.
Boots, Issa, and I looked this up recently, and I don't know this off the top of my head, I swear to God.
Was gonna
And
say that's a little weird.
whatever the squirrel, purple squirrel's name is, I always forget their name. Pepito? No, that's not it. I don't know.
I don't remember. That's okay. But
Whirly.
Baby Jaguar is a Diego psychic name. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so stupid. I thought he had a name. Anyway,
Baby Jaguar.
so she like has a flask on her, and she like pour, like drinks some, and she's like, "Hey, you want some to like for Elliot?" And Diego, being the absolute dumbass he is, accepts this unknown
My
drink,
God.
and he just drinks
Oh
it, and then he realizes it's drugged, and he just like gets knocked out because like he should know better. And also, it has been revealed
really should.
that she's not on their side. Like, what the
Oh.
fuck? Anyway, and also, like, I understand like her logic of we find out later she wants to take him to the commission, but like she also knows that his family's gonna be looking for him because they have the 90-minute timer going. So what the fuck? Anyway, not
Yeah.
cool, Lila. Allison talks to Ray and asks him for him to come with her. And Ray, being the logical man he is, goes, "No, that's not a good idea."
Well, right. So this is kind of, it leads up to what I was going to get into. So Allison wants him to come, but what he says is, I know I am part of this fight now in this timeline. I can't give this up. I've made so much progress. I can't do it. And his sister is like, I still, even with just having 1 year with you, I'm still the luckiest man I know.
That's so
And
sweet. Again,
it's so
the
sweet.
juxtaposition with this
Right.
great like moment where I was genuinely not like crying or anything, but I was like feeling a bit emotional, but like, oh, that's very sweet of Ray. Because Ray's been a little bit more up and down for me, but that's just kind of been the nature of Allison's storyline this season. But I think that was a great moment for Ray, and I'm glad that he's the one who's deciding not to go. I'm
Right.
glad that it's not Allison being like, you need to come with me. This is happening. And it's like, it's very different from Vanya being like, we have to go together. It's like, no, she understands that he has a life.
And he's a person. She treats him
he's
like
a person. But she also, yeah, she also offers to make him forget because she's like, I can rumor you. I can make you forget. And he's like, no, I don't want to forget. I would love to remember the memories that we shared over the past year together more than not
right.
knowing. It's
and
very
I'm
sweet.
Still the luckiest man I know. So at that point, the doorbell rings and it is the Swedes at the door.
The milkman.
As,
no, sorry. They,
as
they're
vacuum
disguised
salesman.
As electricians.
They're vacuum
salesmen. Oh,
they're
vacuum salesmen. Yes, that's it.
And so they're what they, and it is hilarious just the way they're dressed and the whole behavior. We, of course, then cut to Vanya, which is like, you're looking forward to something fun and cool. But no, we have this shit. So we have Vanya, who wants to take Sissy and Harlan and go. Sissy goes to get the coffee can. And we realize that she's thinking too much because thinking is not her thing.
I would also like to say that she doesn't tell her, hey, we're going to the future. Because first of all, even if you did, and spoiler alert, they don't make it. To go, they don't make it to the briefcase in time. But like, how are you going to explain that? Like, you already haven't explained anything about your past, which is fine. It's valid that you haven't, because again, you've known these people for a month and you don't know if you can trust them. But I think that another thing is like, if you really want to bring this person with you, you have to give them all the facts. It's not just we're going to Oklahoma, it's we're going to 2019. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's completely different from a fucking
Vanya
road
sucks
trip.
Vanya, like, sucks on many levels. Can you do this next little part with Klaus, because then I want to do this.
Sure. So Klaus, sorry, Ben, in Klaus's, possessing Klaus's body. I can't say in Klaus's body. That's weird. Ben possessing Klaus, is leaving the cult with a quote from the Backstreet Boys. And because like,
oh my God,
the guy,
we're back again.
I completely forgot that I knew that song until they started playing it. Because when
Backstreet.
I heard the lyrics, I'm just like, there are some songs where I can hear the lyrics and be like, yeah, I know that song, and know like where in the song that is. Maybe I just haven't listened to a lot of 90s boy bands, but like, it took me a minute, and then they played it. I was like, oh, it's that song. Like,
it's
I don't
that song.
I'm sorry,
it's
to blast.
So funny.
It's a fun song, but
it
way.
Is, and they start playing that, which is
they
fun.
Start playing.
So then that is the background for the entire fight that comes on with the Swedes, which is fucking awesome. So the Swedes start fighting Allison, because Allison realizes immediately, like, holy shit.
Well, they do a shot to her throat immediately, which is smart.
Right, because they don't want to be rumored. So they do a shot to her throat. They know her skills. She stabs one of them in the eyes. And then we see, and again, the performance by Robert Sheen is so amazing. Klaus and Ben are fighting each other in the body, which is hilarious. So these things are intercut. We also see Five grabbing a briefcase. And in the alleyway, there's only Luther there. Klaus gets there, and you know, he's still fighting Ben in the body. Klaus then pukes up Ben. It is hilarious.
I must say, I love Five in this scene so much, of him just being like,
tell?
You had one job. Like, what the fuck? Why isn't everyone here on time? Like, this is literally me. I'm a very big person on punctuality. Like, if you tell me a time, I'm gonna be there either 5 minutes before or dead on. Like,
your daddy's
that's
girl.
A big thing for me. Yeah,
daddy's.
I am.
I am too, honestly. But your daddy is like, oh my God, you do not mess with being timely.
Exactly. Like, and I also just don't like feeling like I'm wasting someone's time or like whatever. There are a lot of things that go on in my brain. Anyway, with
so
that, but, no, almost there. But the fact that Luther and Diego were tasked with the single, and Five to a certain degree, but Five was kind of backed into a corner because Vanya could use her powers on him, but Vanya asked for simply to, like, say goodbye and then come back, and then he's like, all right, I trust you, whatever. But Luther and Diego had a single job to get their sibling to that alleyway, and they didn't. Neither of them did. They, like, left them to their own devices. I understand Ray needed, like, some explanation, but Luther should have just stayed with Allison for that explanation and been like, hey, listen, I can go in the other room, but, like, I need to make sure that you come with me. Like, it's right, very, so, very basic things to just, like, get someone to come with you.
But clearly Diego did something because Klaus is there. So anyway, so Klaus
is the only one who listened.
We see that Allison, in the fight in her house, rumors one Swede to kill the other Swede. And so,
I didn't know they were brothers. I don't know brothers. Why I didn't think about that. But then she was like, I dare you. I dare you. I rumor you. I heard a rumor you killed your brother. And I'm just like, how did you know they were brothers?
Yeah, whatever. So she then, one strangles the other to death. And the looks on their faces like, oh my God. Oh my God.
So sad.
It is very sad. And so, and then the one that killed the other one flees. The time ticker is on. Sissy and Vanya are supposed to be leaving, but apparently Sissy is a fucking moron and left a note for Carl. And Carl, and we've already heard this earlier, that Carl's brother is a sheriff's deputy or something along those lines. And so there is, of course, a police blockade. And so they cannot leave. We also see that Lila has taken Diego to meet the handler and introduces Diego as her boyfriend.
Presumptuous. Okay.
Well, Diego's kind of like, what the?
I understand his life is really crazy, but, like, he's a lot less perturbed by this than I imagined. Like, he's just kind of like, okay, I guess I'm here. It's like, no, you should be freaking out right now.
But he's not. Five, of course, realizes that the briefcase is about to, you know, blip out. And so he throws the briefcase away before it transports anyone with them. Vanya stopped at the roadblock. Carl, you know, the deputy tells her that Carl was worried about Harlan. the deputy racks his shotgun, and Vanya at that point starts using her power.
I would also like to point out that this is technically kidnapping.
Yeah, well, because again, they point that out. It's like, well, it's
and
not.
Thank God they do, because it's true.
It's not actually kidnapping because the mom is involved in it. Okay, so
I know,
mom...
but the intent is to kidnap him, technically speaking.
Well,
they have the intent to do it.
It's complicated, but I don't think it is quite that clear.
It's towing the line too much. Let me just put it that way.
Okay, so Vanya then uses her power, and then she gets blindsided by the deputy because Sissy starts screaming or whining or whatever, and she gets distracted, and she looks at Sissy and then gets hit in the head with a shotgun.
I'm sorry.
That's,
what? Like,
that's the episode.
So that's fucking episode. Stupid. Like, again, you have not revealed any of yourself to... Okay, that's not entirely true. You have revealed plenty of yourself to her. However, you have
physically,
not revealed any facts about yourself to her. And you are at this point, like, you're just like, all right, I'm going to show her that I have superpowers. Like, that's going to go over well. And then you're just going to be like, okay, well, that will end really well for me. I'm sure it will. And... She just gets blindsided by this one guy.
What were your best parts of this episode?
Killing the board. That seems really fun. Five in general is very me. I'm just like, y'all had one fucking job, to be here on time, and you couldn't even do that. Like, what the fuck? Klaus and Ben, so funny. Robert Sheehan is fantastic in this episode.
He's fabulous.
The Olga Faroga scene, so fucking funny. It's so stupid, but I love Luther and Diego together. Like, they're at this point, they're less, I don't know, they're less, I'm sorry. Let me explain. You know how that thing pops up with the thumbs up thing pops up sometimes? You know that? Not if
Yes,
you
I
understand.
saw it.
Okay.
I saw it.
Some balloons just came up and
I
just like
saw
started blowing across the screen. I have to explain my look. Anyway,
it.
the Olga Faroka scene is very funny. It's at this point that Luther and Diego are not like being very competitive. They're more being like, we need to work together to figure out what this is. And they both suck at that. So it's very funny for them to be doing this.
But they're
It's like,
very earnest about it. They're very earnest
they're
about
very earnest. It's I just thought of this comparison. It is a lot like if Shaggy and Fred from Scooby-Doo were like the only ones on the case. Like
it.
they don't know what they're doing exactly, but they're figuring it out as they go.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Ray, I really love Ray in this episode. He's
Oh,
very
that's fair,
understanding,
yeah.
and he's at least, first of all, Allison has a way more healthy relationship with Ray than Vanya does with Sissy. She's very
Certainly,
open.
yes.
She actually told him the truth about what's going on. And she also is telling him, hey, you have the option to come with me. And she's making it more of a choice and less of, you need to come with me now if you want to live like a very Terminator vibe. She's
Yeah.
making it more of a choice for him. It's like, hey, you can come with me to 2019. I've told you a lot of what happens in between now and 2019. Do you want to come with me? And he's like, no, I need to, this is where I belong. And that's fair. And so then, and also the Swedes. I love the Swedes whenever they're on screen. They're fantastic. And now it's just the Swede. And that makes me
Oh.
sad, but it's very funny how things happened. At least the first time. The second time's actually sad, but especially finding out they're all brothers. But either way, I love the, I also just love the idea that these, I'm guessing triplets, maybe. Maybe not. It doesn't matter.
Hard
The,
to
these
say.
three brothers went to the same line of work and wanted to be partners for this job. That's such a cute backstory for me that I love it. It's so cute.
Is cute.
Well, obviously it's down to one, but
Okay. Yeah, my best parts obviously are five. The Klaus, Ben, Robert, Sheehan performance, amazing. Diego, I love. I love Allison in this
oh
too.
yeah, Diego.
Lila, I love in this.
You
Luther,
like Lila in this?
I do. I like the fact that she wants Diego. I mean, I don't feel like she is using Diego at this point. I think she actually
No.
like wants him, and because I felt conflicted about her relationship with him before, but I think that she genuinely is kind of rebelling against the handler, and Diego is part of that rebellion. So I like that for her.
Yeah,
I.
my one, sorry, my one thing about that is that I like Lila much better in the next episode, but
Fair.
she in this episode, I think the problem for me is that it's at the most inconvenient time that she's doing this, and that
True.
makes me upset that like they're just not gonna go back to 2019 right now, and I'm just like, oh, I know it has
Right.
to wait
Hey,
for
I'm with
the
five
next season,
all
I
the
know, but
way, period. Like, let's get this shit done, save your
yeah.
family, all that stuff. I don't give a shit about all these extraneous people. Deep down, that is my bottom line. But at the same time, it's like,
I do like Diego and Lila much better than I did before. I think they have great chemistry. I think that
Right.
they
So
also their dialogue's just hilarious. But
it's
yeah, I
up and
agree.
down in this season, period. So I love Luther in this because it is a really good Luther episode. I love the Swedes because I love the Swedes. And oh yes, Swedish fish. And so yeah, so what were your worst parts?
I also would like to say I added Diego and Allison to my best parts because I do agree. I like Diego for burying Elliot. And I like Allison for giving Ray a choice. Worst parts, amnesia bullshit. It's always going to be a worst part for me. It's a lot like Margaret Thatcher's voice. It's always going to be a worst part for me. I hate it. It's the worst. Like, it makes so little sense that it makes negative sense. Like, I hate it so much.
Good.
Carl for being a homophobe. Like, see, here's the problem. I hate that I can kind of see his side, not the homophobic part, but I can kind of see
You're
his side of
My wife's
him.
cheating on me, and I want you gone.
Yes, I see the side of, I understand that he's a shitty guy. I understand that. I'm not seeing a lot of abuse. I'm not seeing a lot of like unwanted whatever, or at least she doesn't like PDA all that much, clearly, but like it's he eventually stops. Either way, I can understand where Carl's coming from of like obviously he doesn't really care that much about his child, clearly. He doesn't really he really doesn't. He's more of a career man, whatever. He's a model of a generic white man at the time. Fine. But I think that him being upset at Vanya for cheating with his wife makes sense to me. Him being homophobic's not great, but I can see that like he's mostly saying this to get her out of their life so that his wife is not cheating on him anymore. And I can understand him getting angry about that. That doesn't make it okay for him to be homophobic, but I can understand him. Like, imagine if your husband of, let's just, I don't know how long they've been married, maybe how old is Harlan? I don't know, 12, two, whatever, like 12-year marriage, and then you realize that your spouse is gay and is cheating on you. How would you
Or just your
react?
spouse
Like
is cheating on you. Let's
that,
just
yes,
deny that. Let
regardless if they're gay or
us
not,
say
they're
that
cheating.
Vanya's a guy. Let's just say that Vanya's a guy.
Yeah, regardless, she's cheating on you, and that doesn't make you feel good. So you want the other person out. Obviously, you're going directly to the other person to make them leave, but that clearly shows a chink in your armor and all that stuff. But either way. Anyway, yeah, Carl sucks for being homophobic and whatever, and for potentially sending Harlan to a mental institution, whatever. Allison not wanting to go back, question mark. I mentioned this while we were talking about it, but I think that Allison being the one person who vocalizes maybe not wanting to go back is odd to me, just considering the times. I understand she's married. I understand that she does love Ray, but come on, man. Like, you are also in a time where being black is not a great thing at that time. It's not very helpful. It's not great. And it's not going to get great, or it's not really going to get great, great, but like it's not going to get much better within your lifetime. Let's be clear. So you're like maybe what, 33 at this point? Like you're not going to make it to like the, I'm not saying there's a golden age, but either way, like it's not going to get much better. In the following years, it's going to take a while, which is unfortunate, but it's the way that history was. But I find it weird that she's not mentioning, yeah, maybe I want to go back where it's there's less racism. Either way, it's a very soft, like not necessarily the worst part of the episode, but it's one that I had to bring up. Then Vanya's stupid plan to bring Harlan and Sissy—that's stupid. She hasn't told them any information, and I don't know what she's doing. That's stupid.
All right, so yeah, my bad parts are the handler, hate her.
Oh yeah, Handler.
Yeah, her whole like coup thing is idiotic. And by the way, in case you forgot, at the beginning of this episode is this incredible five battle that is unbelievably awesome that we are overlooking because it was overshadowed by all this later shit.
No, I
So
mentioned it in my best parts, but
I
sure.
know, but it just feels like it's faded into the background. So the handler's stuff is stupid. Vanya and Sissy, absolutely fucking stupid. I hate Carl. And I don't really, the wishy-washiness for Allison. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus? I don't know.
Oh,
Everything's a
geez, that's
fucking
pretty
B
high.
plus.
That's pretty high. I gave it a
Oh.
B minus, or a B. I
I might put it down to a B. I like
mean,
a
I
lot of the
gave B.
performances. There are
Yeah,
things that made me
I
laugh.
love that fight. I love it. It's fucking fabulous. I love this fight with the Swedes at the end. And there's like the amazing performance by by Robert Sheehan. So it's really hard, but there's so much fucking bullshit in there. We've spent so much time talking about fucking Vanya.
Yeah, I know.
Let's
I'm
stop
sorry I
it.
keep talking about it, but it makes me mad.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll give it a B. All right, let's
All
get
right.
on to season two, episode eight, The Seven Stages. Vanya is taken into custody by the FBI after showing her powers because she's a fucking dumbass. Sissy and Harlan are back with Carl, apparently. That's what she's told by the FBI agent. Anyway, she tries to explain the amnesia bullshit minus her name, and he because the FBI agent is even like, but you know your name, right? And he's like, me. I'm just like, but you know your name, right? That's stupid.
Right. No, the FBI agent is Natalie, in case you're wondering.
Okay, I'm not that bad, but either way, they think that she's a Russian spy because she answers a question in Russian. Like, That's random. Like, I understand they've learned a lot of languages. Like, even Allison mentioned, oh, yeah, no, I learned seven languages or something like that. But Russian, random, but sure. And so, and he asked her a question in Russian. She's just like, she answers in Russian. And so she's also named Vanya. And so, that's not looking great for her. They think she's a communist because obviously this is during the Cold War and everyone thinks that everyone's a communist.
Secretly,
So, I
huh?
mean,
Secretly,
whatever.
of course.
Red Scare, all that stuff. She starts using her powers very slowly, but gets knocked out before damage is done. She is so fucking stupid. Like, she does not put pep in her step. She does not, like, she starts, like, I think sucking his life force or something like that for a minute, but she does it so slowly that it's like, are you expecting to accomplish anything? Like, what's the deal? Anyway, we go over to Five. Five is upset with his family for not being punctual. Agreed. He declares it's every sibling for himself, and he leaves. Luther sends Klaus to check on their siblings while he talks to Five.
Right. So
Five is planning to do something, quote unquote, unthinkable. We don't know what that is yet. We'll find out in a minute. Ray
Five,
is.
yeah, Five and Luther go upstairs. The handler has sent the Swedes a new mission, and that
What?
is to
No.
not yet.
And also,
Oh.
that's not what happens.
Oh.
First, Ray is concerned that there's a dead white guy on their couch. Valid.
True. Fair.
And especially a sign of the times. And then Klaus shows up to Allison's house and he sees the situation and he says, okay, it's going to be one of those kinds of nights. So are we burning or burying? So fucking funny. The Swede mourns his brother's death at back at the cat lady's house. He's surrounded by cats again. He is about to cut off his hand because he feels like that's the offending like thing that like killed his brother, which technically it is, but it was mostly Allison's fault. But another thing is that Allison said to Ray, or inadvertently said to Ray at one point, when Ray was asking, hey, would I remember if you rumored me? She didn't answer, and that seemed to be like, oh yeah, no, you wouldn't remember. But clearly the Swede does. We're not going to get into that though. Anyway, he's about to cut off his hand. The Swede is about to come cut off his hand, but he looks at the fake canister that Lila sent down the chimney, and he smells the lavender oil from the handler on it, and he realizes that it was a fake canister because he rubs off some of the like gold paint that was on it to make it look like a canister, and he realizes it was a fake mission from the handler that got his brothers killed. So he's upset. And so Lila is back at we're back at the commission. Lila wants to put Diego on her team. He basically says what he's meant to say to the handler. The handler's initially resistant, but after giving her like a good answer of, oh, I'm not loyal to my family, I'm loyal to myself, and I don't even know if he says something about loyalty to Lila, but either way. He's saying all the right things for the handler to be like, okay, I approve. You need to start from the bottom, but you will, as long as you get training, you're fine. But if he makes one mistake, Lila will have to kill him herself. That's the condition. So then Grace goes looking into Reginald's secret files. We haven't seen Grace in a while. I don't really care. She finds the plans for the assassination. Reginald catches her. She tells him everything that Diego told her. He asked her to trust him, but she says no. Okay.
I
And then we go over to Five. Five is acting weird, thirsty and itchy, and Luther notices.
love this so much. This whole sequence with Five is fucking amazing. And Five in this episode, spoiler alert, major fucking best part for me.
Oh
I
yeah.
absolutely love Five in this episode, and I'm gonna love him in the next episode too. It's amazing. So Five, he's dehydrated and he's itchy. He tells Luther, he's like, I've got to go find myself in this timeline because apparently the older Five, the original Five, that we have not really seen, the adult 58-year-old Five is in this timeline. And so he's like, I gotta go find myself, and there are a number of things you need to look out for me because He's telling Luther, like, you're going to be in this with me, but I want the briefcase that my other entity has. So
Yes.
he explains to Luther, all right, I gotta do this so that we can save the family, but there are side effects for being in the same timeline or being close to myself in the same part of the space-time continuum. They are seven. So these are the seven stages that he wants to talk about. And he's like, number one is denial. Is if this sounds like 12 stages of grief, it is. So number one is
Oh, not
denial.
really, but close enough.
Okay. Number one is denial. Number two is itching. And number three, extreme thirst and urination. Number four, excessive gas. Number five, acute paranoia. Number six, uncontrolled perspiration. And number seven, homicidal rage.
This entire plot leads to one of my favorite lines in the next episode. It is so fucking funny to me. I can't. It's so good.
There's
Anyway,
a fight
go
that's
ahead.
amazing in this too, but he tells him, Luther, your job is to keep me on task to get the briefcase. So then we've got Carl. And Carl is excited, and he's telling Sissy that he's excited that the FBI think Vanya is KGB, and all I can start thinking is we're on the KGB lesbian farm.
Well, here's the thing. I don't blame them for thinking that. Like, I can't say I blame them for being afraid that there's this communist spy because, I mean, first of all, Vanya, you did answer a question in Russian. Second of all, your name's Vanya. Third of all, I mean, like, the stuff is there
You're a
that
lesbian.
you.
No, wait.
No, that's not it. But, like, you
It's
know what I
not.
mean? It's
I'm
just,
joking.
it's so weird that the, like, route you went. It's so odd.
It is. It is super, super odd that the KGB lesbian farm is the thing. So Harlan is coloring a picture where he is flying. Oh.
I wrote down Harlan is drawing a picture of him flying or potentially falling into another lake, but because he's like using some blue next to the path, like I don't know what that's supposed to be, a lake, I don't know. But also, what Carl says that he wants to take his family away.
Right. So then we have the FBI. They are electroshocking Vanya with, and they put LSD drops in her eyes, which I'm not
Oh, is
even
that
sure
what that
what
is? I don't
that is,
even
but yeah.
know.
And so, like, yeah, the lysergic acid. Yeah. They start playing psychedelic music. She has visions of really, a bunch of eyes and a really big thing, and also herself as an adult, and the other members of the academy as adults at dinner in their mansion in New York or wherever it is. Then we cut to
With
five, six
Reginald, to be
with
precise.
Reginald. Yes. Five then sees old five, and I'm going to refer to the 58-year-old five as old five, even though I am about to turn 58 myself, in an Irish bar.
Didn't have to reveal that, Mom.
Facts. So he reveals he sees himself in an Irish bar. Luther offers, like, hey, look, maybe I should go talk to him first so that he doesn't freak out upon seeing you and like try to kill you or something. So
Like that would work, Luther. First of all, you seeing you is probably the weirder version because
yeah,
he
he's a
doesn't
gorilla man.
he's only seen, well, not just that, but he hasn't seen Luther since he saw his dead body in 2019. And so it's been what, like 40-ish years since then? Like, how is he supposed to
It's
react to you just being an adult, being alive, and being in the 1960s?
huge. Yeah. Well, so that what happens is Luther goes and introduces himself, and he asks Old Five, not promise me you're not gonna freak out, but I'm gonna introduce you to your younger self or what appears to be your younger self. So then we cut to Lila and Diego. So Lila and Diego, she tries to explain to him what they do, and they discuss protecting the timeline. She takes Diego to basically like temporal assassin orientation or whatever. Lila tells him not to screw it up because, like, she's in charge now, and so she doesn't want her underling to screw things up. They see the Miss. He starts watching the Mr. Briefcase film. What? And then you see whatever your comfort level is with moral ambiguity, these things are possible. And so, and they have the different sections of the commission that their briefcase is trying to explain. At that point, Diego's done and he sneaks out.
Well, he sees the thing about the infinite switchboard operators, and he's like, that could be useful.
That could be useful. So, meanwhile, we cut back to the bar, the Irish bar, where they are celebrating America's first Irish president, which would be Kennedy. And it
Oh,
is
is
fun.
that true?
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
think I knew that. That's so
Yeah, no, that's
bizarre.
true. It's also the first Catholic president.
Huh.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Oh, I would have known.
So five versus five. Old five says to young five, I have pubic hairs that are smarter than you. These lies are fucking amazing. Young five says, hey, I've got the right calculation. I can let you go. I can give it to you if you give me the briefcase. Old five says, then I need to piss. So young five.
First of all, I'm confused by this plan or this pitch, because him being like, I can give you the right equation as long as you give me the briefcase. Don't you need the briefcase to go back?
No, so that, and that's the thing, is five can blip in time. It takes more energy to do that big
Oh, I thought
tempo.
he used the briefcase the first time.
I don't think so.
I guess not. Never mind. That's right.
So because he didn't want to be traced by the commission.
That
So
makes sense.
old five says he needs to piss. Young five is sweating profusely, and Luther's like, no, you're sweating, whatever. So young
Can I
five.
do this? Can I get do the Diego thing?
You can.
Diego goes to the infinite switchboard room, which no one is occupying for some reason, and screws something up. Like he's trying to like move the little, it's kind of like a telephone operator kind of thing of like moving the voices around, but he
The old
fucks
school
that
one.
up. And then Herb, who's the short analyst from before, he shows up and he, like Diego immediately pulls a knife on him. And Herb says, I'm Herb, I'm an analyst. And Diego says, I'm Diego, I have a knife. It's very funny. Diego wants Herb to look up JFK's death. Herb tells him that since the handler took over, they could be killed for being there. But Diego's like, fuck that. We need to watch this footage. And Herb's like, fine. And so they watch the footage. They see the FBI building or the federal building blowing up, and JFK actually escapes, so he doesn't get assassinated. But the government blames the Soviets for the explosion, and they retaliate by going into a nuclear war. That's how that whole apocalypse happens. They see that, then they like zoom in on this like really HD like cameras. They see that it's Vanya who blows up the federal building, because of course it's fucking Vanya. Like what? It's like
Well, right. And
whatever.
as Diego puts it, she is always going to be the bomb.
Yeah. And so then Herb is like, okay. And like Diego's like, oh, I need to get back to my timeline, or the 1960s timeline. And Herb's like, okay, well, you need to come to the resistance. And so the resistance within the commission, which has been built over maybe what, a day, it includes like Dot and a lot of like the historical analysts
It's the case
and
management people. He's like, don't mess with
case
case management.
management, yes. And they took a briefcase before she shut down the briefcase room, and so that's what Diego's going to use to get back to the timeline. So
All
yeah.
right. So, right before this whole Diego thing, Young Five had said to Luther, do not trust Old Five. So Luther goes into the bathroom and talks to Old Five. They talk about how Vanya is destroying the world. Old Five discusses this with Luther, and he calls Young Five a vestigial me. We need to cut him off and kill the vestigial me. Old Five and Young Five are both like sweating. They're paranoid. They are having a farting contest, it seems like, and it is not good. So Reginald, we cut to Reginald. In the flashback that Vanya is having in this LSD induced whatever, and Reginald tells Number Seven, "You're choosing not to remember." All of the academy in this flashback dream, whatever the hell it is, are being served their brains or a brain. Vanya is kind of forced to take a bite. And we see that in the present timeline, Vanya's power is connected to Harlan. This is part of, I think, her giving him life force or whatever the hell. And Harlan starts having seizures. Allison and her hubby take the Swede that is dead in their house. They take his body. Klaus and Ben are, what they're doing, something with possession. My notes are weird and hard to read.
No, they're talking about the possession. They what basically while Allison and Ray are trying to like move the Swede's body in their in apparently Ray's best rug. Klaus and Ben are talking about how it felt for like Ben to be possessing them. And like Klaus said something like it was like having sex with a lesser Baldwin. You feel them going around in there, but you there's not much impact. And then
Oh, ow. I forgot that phrase.
And then and Ben was like, yeah, no, it felt very tingly. It felt very weird to be like you or whatever. And they're just like talking about that kind of stuff.
Wow. Yeah. So we find that Diego and Herb show up in the timeline with Briefface. They find Vanya. They talk about how they have to find Vanya and stop her. They have 1 hour. Herb points out, hey, we can help because we also do body removal. It's kind of
Yeah,
like
that's
the
funny.
full service with the commission. We then see that Allison is essentially saying goodbye to Ray. Lila comes to the timeline looking for Diego. Reginald tells Vanya in the flashback, hallucination, whatever the hell it is, that she has to own up to herself and her own existence. This silly life on the silly farm. Of course, Reginald at this point is me. And it is ridiculous. You cannot deny who you are, even if you're afraid of who you are. It just is. And so Vanya then eats a bite of the brain, and she remembers all of the destruction that she caused and all of the other things that occurred. And her power then begins destroying the FBI building where she is, and there are people who are dying. So we then see Allison and Diego and Klaus. They get to the FBI building, they're taking the elevator, they get off at the floor where Vanya's being kept, and they have to hide behind the desk because her power is coming in these huge waves. It's really hard for them to actually get to her. And we see that Harlan is kind of echoing this power that Vanya has.
His
What?
eyes start to glow.
Yeah, so that's the episode. What were your best parts?
The Swede, Vibe and Luther, that's a fun combination. I really like it. Like in the last season, you had Five explaining all this stuff to Luther, and at least Luther's retained some of it. And so them working together is very funny, especially Luther being like, I'll go up to old Five, I'll break the ice. It's like that's not gonna help.
No.
And Herb, so fucking funny. I love Herb. He's
That's great.
iconic.
Herb is great.
That's all I wrote down.
Yeah, there's not much.
I think Allison's also a best part because like there's a fun part with like her and Klaus and all them, but like otherwise it's not really there's not much.
Right. It doesn't stand out a whole lot. I love Five on Five. I think that's hilarious. I do love Klaus because again the performances are great. Herb, I think, is fantastic in this episode. And I do like the Swede. It's not amazing, but that's pretty much it. What were your worst parts?
Amnesia bullshit. It's coming to a head in this one. Random trip. Like, what was the LSD for? Like, okay, whatever. And Vanya is always the problem every single time. And I had forgotten that this was like what happens, like what from what I remembered, and this is only minor spoilers, kind of ish. But I thought it was only Harlan that like got the powers and started like using whatever. No, it's Vanya too. Like, it's always Vanya's fault. This is why you shouldn't take her to any fucking timeline. This is why she needs to be left behind. This is why she's the most boring sibling and she needs to go. Like, go live your lesbian dreams for 5 days. Have fun with that. Like, it's honestly, it's hours now. It's not even days anymore. Like, what? Huh? Like, you deserve everything you get, Vanya. I understand that you're being tortured and drugged right now. That sucks for you, I guess. But I don't fucking care. You could have just left and you could have avoided all of this bullshit. Anyway, I hate
Yeah, I summed all of my worst parts up into Vanya. Although I do like the line I got out of it, which is the KGB lesbian form. I think that's pretty good. Aside from that, all of the Vanya stuff is like, dear God, what
Vanya.
grade
Yeah.
did you give this episode?
B plus, I don't
Oh God, really? I gave this a C. I think this is just like a nothing episode. I
know.
understand.
I like five though. Five is funny.
I always love five, and I'm gonna love five in the next episode and the episode after that, and probably the entirety of season three. I fucking love five as a character, fucking great shit. But that does not compensate for the other shit in this episode. There really isn't anything else that salvages this for me. So it's kind of a C for me.
Yeah, maybe it is a C. I mean, I love Herb. I love his introduction
That's
to
fine.
Diego of being like, "I'm Diego. I have a knife." That's fucking funny to me. But I yeah,
A
maybe
knife,
it's
but I'm
C.
not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, I'll just go with the C then. It's not much
Yeah.
happens, honestly. And at this point
No.
in the game, where it's in the eighth episode of 10 in this season, you need to start getting the move on. And I know we've talked about this in previous episodes, but I think it is just so unfortunate that this is mostly just a rehash of season one in many ways, of like the general
Yeah.
beats are very similar to season one of, I mean, obviously you don't have, it's not one to one, but
No.
with Vanya being the cause every single time, it's just kind of annoying. Like I don't like Vanya. I don't really care, but like I think that it's a little bit unimaginative. And I know what they were going for with like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna, I actually don't know what they were going for with the whole life force thing, but I maybe to shift some blame to this disabled child, but I don't know. Like, I don't know
One
what the
would hope
point
not.
was. One would hope not, no. But I really don't know what their point was. This poor disabled child now has some random powers he doesn't understand and is feeling the effects of electrocution that is caused by this woman's stupidity. Like, that's, I
KGB
don't.
lesbian farm.
Anyway, I don't know. It's me. It's probably the worst episode of this season so far.
It is. But I do think that at a minimum, and I know that the character of Five should not carry the entire show for me, or the character of Klaus, because both of them are fabulous and the performances are amazing. Some of the writing for them is outstanding, and I think that's going to carry forward to season three. But I'm going to say this about Five in the next couple episodes. I know that there is some stuff that I absolutely fucking love, which makes this whole
A
season
line
worth
from
watching.
him, yeah, a line from him that like I remembered it after our last recording. Like I quoted it to you, and I'll quote it again after we finish recording. But it is so funny to me. Like again, I genuinely love the pair up of Luther and Five in the first place. They're such polar opposites that it is just so funny to me. Like he Luther has proven time and time again that he is all brawn, barely any brain. He is the funniest himbo, but he is the Fred Jones of this Scooby Gang. Like he looks good. He has nothing up there,
You're gonna put a
but
cravat on him? Is that what you're trying to say?
it's an ascot and no. But I just think in general that like that paired up with five being like the Velma of the situation. It's just, it's funny. And now that I think about it, Diego might be Scooby. Because
It's
Klaus
an
is
interesting
clearly
question.
Shaggy.
You know, if
Klaus
we were
is
going in
clearly
that
Shaggy.
direction, but we're not. We are actually not, because I do find that there is greater
And
nuance with this
Vanya
group.
is the mystery machine. Barely functional.
Anyway, so my thoughts, of course, are that I feel like the next couple of episodes, again, keep you watching. They are very worth looking at, and we hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.